Hey, it's Michael Kerr here. Thanks for dropping around. You are listening to Humor at Work. I want to talk about not feeling down when you're already feeling downed. Not doubling down when you're having a lousy day. See, if you get down on yourself for feeling down, you've now doubled downed literally. Now you have two things to feel down about. You're already feeling down about something, now you feel down about feeling down about that something. Look, we have to remember, we are all allowed to have really, really, really crappy days. I have them all the time. No one can be 100% positive all the time, which is why we need to give people a get-out-of-jail-free card for those days when they aren't their best. It's also why some workplaces encourage employees to wear badges that express their true feelings on a particular day, so they can own their feelings and seek out help and/or be supported as needed. University of Colorado professor June Gruber, who studies positive emotions, cautions that negative emotions are essential to our psychological well-being and that they can play an important role in helping us identify potential threats, think through worst-case scenarios, facilitate analytical thinking, and promote persistence with challenging tasks. Conversely, Gruber cautions, suppressing negative emotions rather than accepting and appreciating them can backfire and send us into a downward spiral. What's far more important than encouraging everyone at work to just turn that frown upside down is creating the kind of trusting, caring, and compassionate environment where people can be honest about their emotions and feel supported when needed. And now my fun at work tip. With the summer season coming to an end as I'm doing this old podcast, why don't you do a What I Did This Summer luncheon, or do this as a meeting opener where employees on your team share three photos or slides that best captures what they did this past summer. And the quote of the week from Theodore Roosevelt, and this is great advice for anyone trying to make changes in their workplace: do what you can with what you have, where you are. And finally, in the It's a Wacky World file, arr, mateys, as I'm doing this podcast, I can't believe that September is right around the corner. So as always, on the old website, www.humoratwork.com, I've got the September theme days up there for you, including some notable ones such as September 1st, Random Acts of Kindness Day. Be late for something is September 5th. The 7th is Bring Your Manners to Work Day. Wonderful Weirdos Day is the 9th. September 10th is Boss Employee Exchange Day. The 13th, International Chocolate Day. The 14th, Hug Your Boss Day. Remember, your boss needs a hug sometimes too. The 15th, 8-Track Tape Day. Yes, it's time to break out those oldies. September 16th, Stay Away from Seattle Day. Sorry, Seattle. The 19th, one of my favorites of the year, International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Arr. Remember, to err is human, but to arr is pirate. The 24th is Punctuation Day. The 25th, One Hit Wonder Day. And the 28th, Ask a Stupid Question Day. Well, as always, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.